Welcome back to another episode of Perspective with Zachary Perkins. Before we get started, I just want to thank everybody so much for all the love, the support, the feedback we got on episode one. It really was so overwhelming and heartwarming. That was really the most seen and heard I have felt in a while, and it just felt good. Having everybody tell me how proud of me they were felt incredible. And it was really special because in the days after the podcast was published, I had a lot of my friends tell me, you know, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, you really inspired me to get a ball rolling on this. And a couple of my friends, we actually sat down and we like talked about plans and how they're going to make these dreams a reality for themselves, as I'm trying to do for myself. And so just knowing that we're all trying to achieve our best lives in 2019 onward, it's just really, really touching to me because I love to see everybody win. I really thank everybody who shared the links. I'm so sorry to you guys for reposting the links as much as I did this week, but you know, you have to promote, you have to push your brand and get yourself out there. But if you guys subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, you will get official notifications whenever I publish a new episode, and I won't have to share links as much. I appreciate everybody for not blocking me for posting those links that much. We have a really good show today. My good friend Yolanda is here with us, and we're going to get into everything under the sun regarding relationships. So we have a really good show in store for you guys today. I'm really excited about it. Hello, everyone. I'm now joined by Yolanda Yo.
Oh, full name.
Yolanda and I have known each other since sophomore year of high school, We are going into our senior year of college, so we've been here.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
It's just wow. We have grown up so much in such a short amount of time, but we're here nonetheless. You know, I have Yolanda here today because over the years, we have grown and changed, but these niggas... And some of you females
have not.
it's just the same old shit with some of y'all, and it will always be. And so today, my children, we are here to take a closer look at all things relationships. And you know what? I really was puzzled on where to start this today. Because if I start on any subset of relationships, I feel like I could go on an hour-long tangent.
Yeah.
Anyway, because...
Yeah. I can talk all day.
Because it's some shit everywhere, you know? But they exhaust me. Like, relationships, The thought of them exhausts me.
The thought of having to be considerate to somebody else's feelings... Because I've been single my whole life, child. So thinking about having to be considerate to somebody else and their feelings and how they would feel if I did this or if I did that, that is exhausting. The thought of that.
Okay, no. I don't mean so much that. That's not like commitment issues. You might be who this podcast is about, ma'am. But I'm talking about people who want... the title of the relationship, but not so much the responsibilities and the assumptions of a relationship. The people that waste your time. You know?
Not waste my time.
Yes.
Welcome to your tape. I'm finna say you niggas by name.
And I whoop.
Don't niggas do that now, dog. Beating. I'm racing. Nah, y'all good.
Today, y'all good. Because we have a greater purpose today. But... I want to start here because I feel like this has been the dilution of relationships is, you know, the sliding of the DMs. I feel
like... Do you think that's been the dilute of relationships?
I think it's been...
Because I think it's been the talking stage.
Okay, we're going to get there, though.
Okay.
Because I feel like they go hand in hand.
Okay.
So, I feel like if you cannot approach me or if I cannot approach you... I don't need you. I don't want anything from you. Do not look at me from across a room all night long.
Oh, boy. Niggas will I fuck you all night and I say shit.
Sometimes we'll walk past you to get you to notice them. You know, like going back and forth.
One time with their friend, one time with themselves.
And then as soon as y'all are out of the function, everybody's home. I think I saw you tonight.
Ding, ding.
Was that you?
Niggas will describe your full outfit down to the color of the paint right on your toes and ask if that was you. Yes, nigga, you looked at me all night. And you knew that was me.
You probably asked your friends around, confirmed if it was me. Like, you knew who it was, and you still just was on mute.
Wipe
the whole
the drunk
night
out your eyes to double check, and boom, it's me.
Period. And I just feel like with that, it just...
I don't know if it's the social media wave that have made niggas socially awkward, but I don't want a pen pal. So if you're going to slide in my DMs and have no intentions of getting out of the DMs, then please don't slide in them.
And see, I think that's my problem with them. It's just like, if I meet you in person, mm-hmm. I feel like it's easier to set up like our next time we're going to meet.
Yeah.
But then like that first... link, you know, the first FaceTime, yeah. Ooh, like if you slide into my DMs,
the first link, let me tell you,
it's just like all this anxiety for no reason, and for what?
Yeah,
you know. And so I think that people slide in these DMs not knowing what the end goal is, you know. Yeah.
Niggas shoot just to shoot, like, exactly. Oh,
just,
my god,
just to
am
say,
I practice
just to say they shot and it went in.
Yeah,
but then it's like you shoot and you are you
the conversation is dry, you don't got shit to talk about, no, we're not having sex, so what's next? Where's my date? Where's my parked car conversation? Twitter me.
Not the parked car after dark. Where is it?
Where's all of that?
And you know, it's just like, do you expect me to do the work? Because I didn't ask for this, you know.
Yeah, I didn't.
And
why you bother me?
When you know you don't want me.
Say, child. Say loud and proud. Shout out my girl, SZA.
Shout out to SZA. But I feel like... And then you get into that talking stage where y'all
the
are just... The
DMs stage.
Are going back and forth. Let me ask you a question. Okay, I feel like talking is dumb. I feel like we are either dating...
Yes.
Exclusively or non-exclusive. Or like, I'm dating exclusively or non-exclusively. Right now, I'm dating. Like,
talking
I'm dating
is
not...
like, pre-dating. But I don't think the talking stage is dumb. I just think it has replaced dating. People don't date anymore. People aren't in relationships. They're in situationships. They're in talking-ships.
Exactly.
You've been talking for this to this nigga for 3 months, and y'all are still talking. Like,
and I'm not about to do that with you. Like, I'm not about to talk to you for that long. Because I feel like talking...
What are we talking about?
Right, what do you have to say for that
long? After 3 months, what are we talking about? Really, I give niggas 3 months. That's just me. And that's a long time.
No, see, because I feel like talking really should last, like... less than a month.
Yeah, for sure.
Because after that, we should have already been on some
now
dates.
We've just plateaued into this...
friendship.
Yeah,
you
with
are sex. A pen pal.
Not with sex.
Hold on.
Wait. Put it in reverse.
Not sex.
Oh, did I say too much?
Oh, no. Not sex, child. I don't do it with sex.
I told you I don't do pen pals. I'm not going to reply.
I feel that, but I feel like... you just have the exchange of the DMs going back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I feel like after a week or two, we should have already linked. We should have linked more than once, actually.
Especially if we are both in the same college town. And I emphasize college town and not city. Because Houston is a big-ass city. So us not linking in Houston, that's understandable.
Yeah, it really is.
But us being 5 minutes away, not even, in the same small college town.
And you can't make the time. You can't come see me.
Come on.
It's a wrap. And I don't even need it from you at that point. Because... if that's your energy during the talking stage,
woo.
The dating phase,
woo. Woo.
What are you going to do in a relationship?
Woo.
But I feel like people don't understand the dating phase is supposed to be what they let the talking phase be now. When you're dating somebody, you're supposed to be getting to know them. You're supposed to be like getting comfortable with them.
Yes.
Y'all supposed to be building a bond and that intimacy. And people don't date. Like, I went on my first date this year. Like, earlier this year. Like, my first actual date, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've hung out with people. But looking back, I thought they were dates, but they were not dates. Because...
it's hard. I also classify dates very differently.
How do you classify
me personally?
What's the date?
So,
y'all call this a date?
Me being a female, I feel like... And I'm not trying to knock niggas. Okay, I feel like this is going to make me sound like an asshole. I'm not trying to knock niggas without a car or anything. I'm not. I didn't pay for my car. My mom bought my car. So, if you don't have a car, that's not, like, me trying to shit on you or anything. Right. But I feel like if I drove, it's not a date. If we meet up there, that's different.
Okay.
But if I, like, picked you up and I took us there, we kind of hung out. Like,
that's... Even if the date is paid for.
That's just me. That's just my...
Even if the date is paid for.
If I drove us there, we hung out. Come on. Yes. You're riding back home with me. Like, come on, my car. Let's go. Like, act up, you get left. You know what I'm saying? It's not... Why would you put that much trust in me?
I am actually flabbergasted right now.
That's why I say I classify dates. But that doesn't happen often for me.
Okay.
And again, not trying to sound like an asshole. If you don't have a car, that's okay.
Just don't approach your
Honda. You can still slide in my DM.
No. Just don't approach. Save yourself some heart. Don't approach this one. But I feel like, and then that's another thing, it's just people will take you on dates.
Mm-hmm.
And half the time, I wouldn't even count that as quality time. Like,
yeah.
Just you was free, I was free.
And I love me a good movie date, but I didn't learn shit from you during the movie.
Oh my God, if we go on a movie date the first date, I know it's not gonna work. Because we have lost so much.
I feel like that's the niggas go to, is the movie date.
It is. That's where I went.
But I don't know if that's just, because we don't talk during the movie, so I don't know if you just... If the date is just, like, to look at me, like, oh, is she, like, her picture? Like, what? I don't know what that...
You can't really get my vibe. So, I've never understood, like, a movie date on the first date. But, I mean, I've done it. But
yeah,
it's stupid. And I will never do it again, though.
Yeah.
And I don't know, though. It's just...
Dating isn't what it used to be. It's not courting. It's not, you come, knock on my door, you know, take me to your car, yeah. And then you have flowers. Well, we don't need all that. And I'm not saying we do need all that. I'm just saying the dating stage is what sets everything up. And these days, we're just getting stuck talking.
Yeah. Y'all
friends with benefits. We're getting stuck in all of this. Yeah. And I am getting stuck, too. I'm not saying I'm immune to this. I'm stuck, child.
But I just feel like everybody needs to
be honest,
enforce their standards, and not get stuck. I feel like so many people want so much out of people in the situations, but they don't communicate it, they don't verbalize it, and then you mad because you done wasted 6 months.
And I also think a lot of females expect a lot out of a nigga that they can't provide for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hold on now, because if. Hold on.
Your nigga has to have a car, job, be in school. He has to have his shit together. But sis.
Do you?
You haven't eaten in 2 days. Like, you're sucking dick for weed. Like,
hold on.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and then you're expecting so much out of somebody else.
Oh,
it's unrealistic. Be realistic. Have standards, but be realistic with your standards.
Wow. You are a good first guest. You are shaking the table, and we are not even 15 minutes in. Hold on now, because they're going to hear this, and some of them going to cry.
They're going to get hurt, but I'm just saying, be realistic. Be honest. I think a lot of... We're not getting out of the talking stage because we're not honest. Sis, you want that man.
Exactly.
But you don't want to get out of this friends with benefits thing y'all already pre-decided on.
Exactly. And
you can't wait on a nigga to tell you his feelings. You're going to be waiting forever.
I want everybody to stop expecting, I guess, the person that they're trying to date to have it all together.
Yeah.
This is the time for us to figure shit out.
Stop. Oh, my God. Stop that whole dating to marry shit. First of all, I feel like the to marry part is inevitable. What are we dating for? Fun? No, like... No one dates thinking we are going to break up.
Yeah.
You're dating for a future with that person.
Right.
So stop saying dating to marry. That's stupid.
And
you sound
like
stupid.
More importantly, a lot of these people are learning to date.
Yes.
So focus on that. Like,
yes.
Stop putting emphasis on, like, another... Because that's a whole different relationship, a whole different bond. It carries a whole another weight than dating.
Like, and I believe you have to teach people how to treat you.
Amen.
And you have to teach people how to talk. You might not want to, but you have to teach people how to talk to you and how to treat you. Because how a nigga's been talking to these other bitches and treating these other bitches, you can't always do that. You can't do that with me.
Know your love language.
Yeah.
And execute it and implement it in whatever you're in. And I just think that...
Be real with yourself.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We really hold ourselves back and we end up hurting ourselves more than we help ourselves so much of the time. We don't even realize it until the damage is done. And then we sit here crying because we got our feelings hurt again. Mm-hmm. But it could have all been avoided
had we been honest.
In check with our
perceptions. Just said what you wanted. I know it's I am not with that gay shit. I'm not with all that feeling shit. I'm not with all that mushy gushy shit. So I know it's hard to say, like, okay, I'm kind of feeling you. Like, I don't want you seeing other people. Like, I don't want you to talk to other people. Like, I want us. But you have to do it. And if they don't want that, then boom. On to the next. Because, I mean, what are you going to do? Just stick with somebody who doesn't want what you want? That's dumb. So.
And I know, like, a lot of... Well, not a lot. I'm not going to say a lot, child. But a couple of situations I've been in... I have just been, like, left out to dry one day, you know, ghosted. And somebody's explanation and excuse has been, I don't owe anybody.
Can we get into ghosting?
Huh?
Can we talk about ghosting?
Oh, yes, we're coming right up on it.
Okay.
And people's explanation is that they don't owe anybody anything or any part of themselves or their time. And while you are correct in a sense, I feel like people have used mental health and the upkeep of mental health to excuse them when they do shitty things and have shitty behaviors. You have to be able to communicate your feelings. You have to be able to work towards something that is greater than yourself at some point in your life. Like, when are you going to...
Zach said care about somebody other than yourself.
You have to, like, at the other stages of your life, if everybody really is dating to marry, and you're going to welcome a family into the world, life will never be about you again. And there is such an emphasis on being selfish. I'm not saying it's wrong to be selfish, but there is a thing as being too selfish.
I agree.
But if you want to be selfish, then don't put yourself in a situation where you would have to be selfless.
Ooh. Hold on. I don't think they heard that. Zach said, if you want to be selfish, do not put yourself in a situation in which you would have to be selfless.
Period.
If you are not ready to give somebody what comes with the relationship, the honesty, the trust, the loyalty. If you're hurt that that nigga cheated on you 5 years ago and you haven't let that go, then don't put yourself or another nigga through that fake relationship thing that you think that you want but you're not ready for.
Come on, let them know. And that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Everybody is not gonna hurt you the same. You're gonna get hurt in different ways by different people. And while you're sitting here trying to make sure you don't get hurt the same way, you're gonna end up getting hurt a different way.
It's levels to this shit. That's why I hate when niggas say, when I say niggas ain't shit, and the niggas like, not all niggas. Yeah, not all niggas. It's levels. It's levels to this shit. I didn't say all niggas wasn't shit. I would have said, all niggas not shit.
But you just said, niggas not shit.
You know, the shoe fit. They felt a little attacked.
It's vantage, and it's what you've been through. So that's your perspective. And if you really don't want me to believe that, then through your actions, you don't even need to rebuttal me with words.
Through your actions.
Through your actions, show me.
Don't say anything. Through your
that
actions.
What I feel and what I believe is not valid. It's not accurate.
And men, I think y'all take the whole niggas ain't shit conversation a little too seriously. Like, we don't, when people say niggas ain't shit, I don't truly believe we mean that all the time.
No, that's just hurt.
Yeah, that's just funny. My car could break down, niggas ain't shit. Like, it's raining, niggas ain't shit. Like, it's not always you. And there are a lot of good men out there who take pride in being good men.
Right.
And we're not trying to demean you or take that away from you when we say niggas ain't shit. We're talking to the niggas that ain't shit.
And they know who they are.
Yeah,
they don't respond. They don't respond to the conversation. Niggas who really ain't shit, they know they're not shit.
Yeah.
So
they like my tweet and keep it pushing. No, like my tweet and keep it pushing. Yeah. I like what she said about the selfish part, because I feel like I'm somebody who I'm like, well, I don't have to. I'm not letting this nigga. I don't have to do that. Like, I don't owe him this. I don't owe him that. But You do. And that's why, that's, I think that's when, where ghosting gets into it.
Yeah.
Because I have ghosted people before, but I'm not an advocate for ghosting. And I know you don't owe that person your explanation. You don't owe that person your time anymore. But you do.
You do.
You do.
If you've chosen to take it there. Because you have to really think about how that impacts the other person. Like, we're too old to not have regard for people that are in close proximity like that.
It's inconsiderate.
It really is. Like, the one time I was ghosted, my feelings still hurt from that shit. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, it's inconsiderate as fuck.
Because you just sit there and you're like, damn,
what did I do? Because you never know what happened, what went wrong. What did? How do I become a better person if I don't know the bad things that I'm doing? No one's telling me. You ghosted me because... of what?
Especially when you feel like you have done everything in your power to be there and be what somebody has needed, you know, throughout. Like, I know when it happened to me, it was like a whole situation I had been in for like 4.5 years.
Oh.
On and off, you know. We live and we learn. But, you know, when I got ghosted, it was just, it was literally out of the blue one day. Like, we were coming back on after being off for a while. And we had sat there and we were like, communication needs to be better both ways. You know, like, that was the one thing we both wanted from the other this time around. I thought we were a little older, a little more mature. Yeah. We had learned from the past. And then I, like, didn't get anything for a couple weeks. And then I got a message. And it was like, I just think I need to be by myself. I have a lot going on.
Nobody understands. Not you have a lot. Nobody understands
what I've been through. I think I rushed into this. And it's like, it's nice that you realize this. But why did you bother me? And I really feel like in that situation that person knew. Like,
the whole time.
Yeah. It was like, you know, we met up. We hooked up that weekend. And then they knew. Like, after that, I wasn't going to have time for this anymore. So it was going to be cool. Like, I was just going to be like, done with you, out of here.
Niggas ain't shit. And y'all get mad when I say it, but I'm going to keep saying it. Not all niggas. Oh, brother. Now I'm saying it. Not all.
You're going to get them shook with this one. But I don't know. I just feel like overall, as a whole, relationships are not... it's not that they're not taken seriously.
I don't think they're taken seriously. I'm not saying they're not, they were ever taken seriously. Because people like to say, oh, you know, our grandparents, they stuck together. No, I'm not doing that shit.
Our grandparents?
My grandfather cheating on my grandmother 20 times and she kept him. I'm not doing that.
I don't want that love.
I'm not saying they've always been like that, but. Yeah.
I just feel like at the core, they were maybe a little more pieced together. And
I think it's social media. And I know it's hard to blame things on social media because we use social media, so we are social media. So it's kind of like we're blaming things on ourselves.
Right.
But I think that's what it is. I think people are getting unrealistic expectations. And what one person has done isn't going to be what you do.
Okay.
How someone else's relationship is isn't going to be how your relationship is.
I kind of understand.
Somebody else can date for 4 months and then start getting into a relationship. And you fuck on the first night and boom, y'all are in a relationship 2 weeks later. You have to ride your wave. Y'all have to figure out what y'all want to do and ride that wave from there.
Yeah, I think that goes a lot into people just... clamoring to everything that they see online and screaming goals.
Relationship goals.
And it's like...
you don't know what they're doing in the dark.
Exactly. You don't know the struggle that goes into that. Mm. You know, you don't know the journey that they've been on to get to that. Mm. Get your own.
That nigga cheating on the side and you talking about some relationship goals?
You want that?
I would never. Please stop. Don't ever say relationship goals. You don't know what is going on behind closed doors.
Exactly. Like
that moment that they captured was good.
Right.
Maybe that moment was a goal.
Nobody's going to let you see them be sad.
Their whole relationship is your goal? Stop it.
Yeah. Get your mind right. Focus on yourself. Make your goals within come true. Mm. And make sure you have somebody who has also realized and achieved their goals. And Y'all can be y'all's own goals.
Y'all can build.
There's no problem with that, but everybody just, like you said, wants what they see portrayed on social media without realizing the work that it takes to get these things
sometimes. And social media also, you see more. You meet more people on social media than you do in person. That's a fact. So I'm not saying social media is the reason people cheat, but it does contribute to that.
See the cheating.
Ooh, I didn't want to get into cheating.
Y'all unfaithful.
Who?
And that's period.
Oh, I thought you meant females.
Okay, females are really unfaithful, like more than is portrayed.
And I know that he knows.
Stop it. Females are unfaithful. I really want that narrative. If we're gonna push the narrative that guys are unfaithful, we also need to push the narrative that females can be unfaithful too. And I just feel like the type of person I am.
And I don't... Okay, but when we get to the cheating conversation, can we... Cheating is cheating. Can we not, like... Because I feel like men try to say, oh, yeah, women cheat more. When women cheat, it's worse because when
it's the emotional...
Yeah, it's emotional cheating. And when we cheat, it's just sex. No, no, no.
Cheating is cheating.
So let's just talk about... If we're talking about cheating, we're just talking about cheating.
I feel like the kind of person I am, if I don't want you around, if I don't want to be with you... Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be miserable. I am 21 years old.
Yeah.
I will never be miserable during this era of my life.
I'm miserable when I have kids.
Okay? Because when that happens, it's no going back.
Yeah.
If I don't want to be with you, I'm not going to be with you. And I'm going to tell you.
And I never understood that.
Yeah, because I feel like how can you tell somebody that you love them and then do one of the worst things you can do to somebody that you love in that regard? I'm going to be adult with you, and I'm going to explain I either do not feel the same way about you, I don't see this going the place that I thought it was going, or that I just met someone else. I don't know what is wrong with honesty. Like, I don't understand that sometimes. Like, people will do so much to avoid telling the truth.
Mm.
And I'm like, I probably wouldn't have even cared, you know?
Yeah.
But if you string me along in something and have me in a situation for far longer than I should have been, when we could have had a conversation, you could have opened your mouth. That's where the anger comes in.
Yeah.
That's when it becomes a problem.
Cheating is just, ooh.
And you didn't have to do it.
Ooh. It's disrespectful. It's like the ultimate level of disrespect. And I couldn't imagine. I'm sorry. If you've ever gotten cheated on, that hurt that you felt, completely valid. Don't let anybody try to take that away from you. Now, how long it took you to work through that? That's a lot of females' problems. They get hurt and they... Well, no. Because a lot of niggas are like that, too. They get hurt and they're just off.
Honestly,
everything for the rest of their life.
I think niggas be worse. Because I think that's why they be so detached.
Because I feel like it takes them so long to actually...
Really care.
Open up and actually care. So when a female does them dirty, they're like, oh, I am off this. But niggas don't understand. That's what happens to us females all the time. See, and we just have to keep it going.
Y'all go into situations a little more emotionally invested. So the turnaround for y'all is a little faster. Whereas if a guy gets hurt, he got to tell himself he ain't hurt.
We gotta work through them stages.
He gotta go get that rebound.
Yeah.
And then he gonna allow himself to feel the hurt.
Ours is like the crying stage and then like the turn up stage afterwards. Y'all is like denial, realization, anger, then you want me back. Yeah.
See, but I also think like that goes into, I think girls talk more about those things with their friends. Like y'all have that emotional support.
Oh, no. Yeah, y'all don't.
Yeah. I don't think men process the feeling. Like they don't have emotional springboards to process their feelings a lot of the times.
Bounce back off.
You know, because you need that. Like, you need to be heard. You need to be understood. You need perspective. And you need, oh, no pun intended. And you need somebody to check you and to tell you when your perceptions are off.
Yeah.
Of.
I had a guy friend tell me that he just likes having female friends because we're more understanding, and he can talk to us more about things that he can't talk to his niggas about how he's feeling all the time, like, but he can talk to his female friends about that.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I'll be trying to talk to some of my guy friends, and then it's just like, or like when they come to me with their issues, it's like I try to help them, but they just, they got some other shit going
on. Now, my friends are like that too, though. I give my friends relationship advice and they ignore me. Right. But I'm always right. So. Right.
And I'm just like, listen, I'm trying to help you, but you don't want to help yourself. And that's ultimately
what. But you can't tell somebody, come in, if you're like me, you're that friend, you can't tell somebody to break up with their significant other. You can't tell them what to do. You can't tell them how to feel. Because we're only hearing so much of their relationship. I'm only hearing, oh, he did this and he did that and he ain't shit. I'm not hearing the good parts. Right. I'm not there when y'all make up. That's why females, y'all also have to be careful on what you tell your friends. Because you are tainting this image of this nigga to me. And yeah, y'all make up and y'all get back together and y'all are cool. But my image of this nigga is still tainted. I still don't trust him anymore. I'm still side-eyeing your nigga. So.
All facts.
Just confide in your female friends. Confide in your males. Confide in your friends. Talk to your friends. But also be sure in how you feel when you're talking to your friends.
Right. Ooh. Ooh, that really
hit home. Don't make me repeat myself.
That really hit home.
Oh. You know, just what am I here for?
Just the other day when I had to tweet that tweet, you know, about not wanting to mess with this boy again, and if I did, I really wanted somebody to slap me. Mm-hmm. I went on a smear campaign, you know, to so many of my friends, you know, and I was like,
and that's not fair to your friends either. Now you wonder why your friends and your nigga are always beefing. What? You started the beef. I liked your nigga at first. Then you said he cheated on you. Then he said he lied to you. Then he did all this. So now I hate him.
And as your friend, I would want you to understand why.
Why?
Why I hate this person that you have around me. So, y'all need help.
Yeah.
Y'all need help. Yeah. Y'all really do.
I need help too.
It's okay.
It's okay to be honest with yourself.
It's okay to need help. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Like Tia Marie said, it's okay that you're not okay, baby. You're not okay. And it's okay that you're not okay.
Be honest with yourself. Be honest with your friends. Be honest with the person that you're interested in. If you just want to fuck, just say you want to fuck. If you started off just wanting to fuck, but then you caught feelings, say that. If you started off trying to date and then you had sex and then you're like, oh, I kind of just want to have sex now. Say that. Right. Just be honest about what you want, and I think the future of relationships is going to get better.
Okay, because we had mentioned friends with benefits briefly earlier.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let me ask you a question.
Oh, brother.
So, friends with benefits, does this for you originate with established friends? Or are these people you meet?
No, these are new people. So we're not even really friends.
So you don't believe in sex? Pause. Benefits.
No, because when I know people say, like, you're supposed to be friends with a nigga first before you get into a relationship. But I'm not that type of person. If I see you as a friend, it's very, 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 very difficult for me to see you as anything else once I have put you in that friend category.
Ooh, Yolanda said the friend zone is real.
No, the friend zone is very real. Very, very real. Stop trying to get out of it. The friend zone is very...
You are locked in. You're making me uncomfortable. Contract.
The friend zone is very, very real.
It is.
So.
But, I've seen people having the debate on if you can have sex with your friends, and I just don't think you can.
No, you can't.
Because somebody gonna catch feelings.
Yeah.
Or you both
will. And this is the conversation of, can guys and girls be friends? Yes. But at some point, one party felt something for the other party. Even if it was just
Even if it was just for a
split second. Even if it was just a thought, like, damn, maybe I could fuck with. Even if it was just for a millisecond.
Lies.
Unless they're like gay. You know what I'm saying? Unless they're just. But if it's like too heterosexual or bisexual, you know.
Lies.
No, at some point, one person. Even thought about it. Just thought about it. Like, damn, what happened if I just did this? Maybe we could work. Yeah. Or you look good. I feel like that happens. You're kind of looking right. Like,
I feel like that happens sometimes with best friends of different genders because you already have that intimacy and that proximity with somebody.
Okay.
So it's not necessarily me wanting to date this person.
No, it's not that. It's just the thought.
Emotional trigger in my head. But I don't think that that deters the friendship in any...
I never said deteriorated the friendship. I think guys and girls can be just friends. But I still have my butt. I still believe what I believe. At some point, one party felt something. If it was just 1 second and it went away, one day, I was like, doesn't it kind of look right? You know what I'm saying?
You hear this, Yolanda's male friends? She has thought about it.
I told y'all, do not try it, though. I've thought about it, but do not try it.
Listen, if we do not contact you...
Because I also, I take pride in my friendships with my male friends.
Right.
So, I just want you as my male friend.
And everybody needs...
Yeah.
Both sides. Like, I don't understand how people don't have opposite gender friends.
I don't know. They're not balanced.
They're really not. Those are the people you really need to stay away from because...
Niggas that only hang out with niggas, I stay away from.
Chaotic.
Yeah.
And will not be ready to settle down until they're 43.
Big facts. No, that's big facts. Because, no. Your guy friends aren't nurturing you and they're not giving you any type of love. And well, they are giving you love. They are, but...
And girls that only hang out with girls?
You're hurt.
Insecure.
You're hurt.
You're in a circle of hurt and insecurity, and y'all are bouncing that off of each other and just hurting each
Get
other.
Get out of that.
Now.
Get out of that. Meow! Friends with benefits is tricky. That is tricky. It's hard to get stuck in that. It's like, I relate friends with benefits with talking. I feel like most times that's what it is. Y'all never get out of that talking. Y'all never get out of that friends with benefits. Y'all just eventually stop fucking with each other.
But I don't know if I would equate that with
talking. It's not always the same. No.
But
it's like the same type of deal.
I don't know if ever though, because I feel like if I'm just gonna have sex with you. And that's where I am.
But that's not friends with benefits.
Okay, listen. If I meet you and I'm telling myself we're friends so I feel better about us having sex on a regular basis.
Honestly, friends with benefits isn't a thing.
It's not.
Y'all aren't real friends.
It's you telling yourself that that's your friend so you feel better about having sex with y'all someone on a regular basis.
Friends and with benefits is y'all just fucking.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But... I will never put more on the communication side of that because I know it's not going anywhere. So I will never try to get to know you. I will never invest myself in you.
No, but some niggas do.
And that's where they fuck up.
Yeah, some niggas do. You'll be just friends with benefits and then they try to do more. You're like, oh.
But see,
I thought we was just fucking. So we're dating. You took me on a date. So what's going on?
But see, any situation I get into, I always say at the beginning, I don't say it like right at the beginning because, you know, it's crazy. Mm. But
what are we?
So what are we? No, but
I've never asked that.
Oh, you got to.
I've never asked that. I feel like you just know. And I feel like that's where a lot of females go wrong. You just know.
Maybe you do know.
You just know. I don't have to ask the question because I know. If I have to ask that question, I'm trying to, like, say something. Or I'm trying to, like, oh, I want to be more. Like, that would be my way of trying to say I want more out of this.
Hmm.
I don't have to ask what we are. I know exactly what we are. I only see you at nighttime. Okay. I know exactly what we are.
Okay, slow down, Pastor Yo. Hold on. You might have just did something there.
Not
okay.
What are...
Maybe, okay,
not
you know what?
Are we?
Maybe not knowing is knowing.
Yeah, you always know. You don't have to ask what we are. What are we? You know. You just want more, so you're asking, what are we? So you can segue into that. That's just the exact space right now. I'm hitting him with these facts.
Ooh. It's hot in here now.
Yeah. Jesus. Don't what are we, that nigga. Tell him what you want. Don't what are we, that bitch.
Tell him what you want.
And say with your chest.
All 2K19 and
okay.
All of it. Mm. Ooh, child.
Tea is piping.
No, it really is.
The table is shook.
Damn
near broke.
We said we was getting into some things, but wow. I am.
Yeah. But I'm also not a good person to talk to in regards to relationships. Because I've never been in one. But if you just want sane advice, I feel like I give sane advice because I've never been in a relationship. So if you just want that advice.
Yeah, I'm not tainted.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hurt a little. I'm not jaded, though.
Yeah, I'm hurt a little, but I'm not.
I'm not what y'all are.
Yeah, and I feel so bad. Some of y'all are really hurt.
I do.
And I am so sorry.
Oh, my God, and I need to say this. if you are in a relationship with somebody and you cannot trust them.
Oh, get out.
Why?
Get out. A relationship with no trust is like a phone with no Wi-Fi, no service. Oh, you got some games on your phone. You ain't got nothing.
I am so tired of this girl.
I said that tweet with her. I don't even know if I said that right.
You know,
it's something like that.
But yeah, I just feel like
if there's no trust, get out.
And I feel like, you know, if your trust has been violated in a relationship, but you decide to take that person back or y'all get back together, you gotta let that go.
Yeah, and that's hard to say, but it's, you have to let it go.
You have to forgive.
Because you forgave them.
Yeah, you don't have to forget it.
No, when you forgive and stay, you have to forgive and forget. Honestly, I think so. If you're staying, you have to forget it. You can't keep holding it over their head because you forgave them about it.
You're right.
So you have to forgive and forget. If you don't want to stay, then you can forgive and not forget.
Right, but live with your decision. Yeah. And once you make it,
you have to stand in that.
Yeah, stand in your truth. And I just see so many of y'all stay in situations, and the hurt is so evident. And just how y'all, carry yourselves in these relationships, and then you end up being insecure in your relationships. And then when you finally get out of the toxic situation and you go into your next one, then it's you versus the world. Life is not out to get you, mama.
It's the world. It's not.
Or papa, it's not out to get you.
We say niggas ain't shit. I think a lot of you females ran with it. Like, let that hurt go. Honestly, life is not out to get you. Not all these niggas are out to get you. Some of them, yeah. A lot of, honestly, I will say a lot of niggas, their intentions aren't pure and they don't have anything good planned for you. But a lot of them do. At the same time, in the same breath, a lot of them do.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what? We're all adults. We're all old enough. If all you want is sex with somebody, say that, guys.
Say that.
Oh, because, brother, because let me tell you, 75% of the time, okay, all the girls want is the sex. And y'all be thinking that they want the emotional connection. So y'all sit here and emotionally manipulate them.
Yes.
And they didn't want anything. But then you spun them into this web of dysfunction and lies.
Niggas, y'all do this thing where you try to outsmart me. So all you want is sex, but you feel like I want more. So you try to do too much and your actions are matching your words. And now I'm like, okay, you're acting real shady and funny and this not right. Because you wasn't honest with yourself. You wasn't honest with me. You're trying to do too much. You're trying to sell a dream that I wasn't trying to buy.
Period. Be real.
Stop
Be
selling authentic. Dreams. Niggas, stop selling dreams. Even if she's buying it, stop selling it to her. You don't want to date that bitch. You're not taking that bitch home to your mama. Stop telling her all of this. Stop dating her. Stop showing her off to your friends and wondering why you think she's crazy and blowing up your phone. Because you're acting like you're dating her.
Ooh, are we going to get into that?
That's a hard topic. Because niggas, y'all do this thing where y'all act like y'all really fuck with females and y'all really don't. And it's really trash.
Y'all really be on Grindr.
Ooh.
Y'all really be on Tinder.
Whoa.
Faces out.
Whoa. I'm scared to get on Tinder. Okay, wait. I'm on Tinder, but like the female Tinder. I'm scared to get on like male Tinder because I'm scared of who I'm going to see.
Oh, I've seen a couple.
I don't want to see y'all niggas on. Boyfriends. I don't want to see y'all niggas on Tinder.
And if someone does come to you and try to help you and save you.
Don't let me get into this. Stop.
Know how to direct your anger.
Stop.
Y'all are too old to just be.
Stop.
Firing First off of all, with the anger, you need to be mad at the person who was committed to
let
you.
Let me start at the term homewrecker. Okay. At first I used to say homewrecking doesn't exist. Oh, but it does. But we have put the wrong person as the name of homewrecker.
Period. Come on.
The female that your nigga cheated on you with is not the homewrecker. Guess what? Your nigga wrecked your home.
He did.
That female's your nigga's guest. You just didn't know about her. She in the guest bedroom sleeping. You didn't know about her. She's in y'all's relationship. You just didn't know about her.
Period.
She didn't wreck your home. She don't pay bills in that house.
She knows it's not her home.
It's not her home. To have wrecked. Zach, you give. Come on. You see the vibes. It's not her home to have wrecked. So that's what I'm getting. I'm saying all this. Because I'm saying, females, y'all need to channel your anger to the right person.
Right.
Your nigga cheats, you get mad at the other female, you forgive your nigga, you go back to him. Stop. Love yourself. I'm not saying you can't take a nigga back and love yourself, but stop channeling the anger to that other girl that didn't owe you anything. She doesn't owe you loyalty.
And thinking that
your nigga does.
Once the girl is blocked or quote unquote out of the picture, that the situation is resolved.
If it wasn't her, it was gonna be somebody else. Be real with that. If it wasn't her, it's gonna be somebody else. If your nigga cheated on you, it was gonna be with somebody else. If it wasn't that specific female, it would've, cause he's cheating. He's cheating. He doesn't care. Like, come on. Like, if you walk in, and unless that bitch is your sister, your cousin, unless she's family or your best friend, I can see how I see the best friend argument.
Yeah.
And I'm saying best friend argument. Because even like friends and acquaintances, I'm still like, I'm going to be like, you a bitch, but I'm not fighting you. Again, you still didn't owe me that loyalty. You right. didn't disrespect me. Yeah, you did. But not to the degree that this nigga that cheated on me in a relationship did.
Y'all too old. Too old for it.
Be honest with yourself. You can't take that nigga back. You won't forgive him for that. So why did you?
Because everybody's scared to be alone.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes.
And it's okay.
I'm glad you brought that up. People are very, very scared to be alone.
Work on yourself. You know, I got to a point and I realized, like, I was really about to just accept anything to be in a relationship. Because I was like, I didn't want to be alone. Like, I had a lot in my head. I had a lot going on. I felt like I had deserved a relationship. I felt like I was ready for it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you know, like, I'll get somebody, groom them up to be what I need them to be. I was hurting myself. I was in pointless situations. And now I see these people in the world and I'm just like,
everybody, I think everybody does want somebody.
And that's okay.
To have. And that's okay. But don't.
Don't force anything.
Don't force it. Don't lower your standards. Don't do too much for it. Don't chase that nigga. Because if he wanted you. You could. Oh my gosh, stop. I'm not even finna do this. Females, don't chase that nigga. Niggas, chase that female. Because that's y'all's job. Niggas always want to say, oh, you know, we're in a different, you know, type of, like, relationship era, which I do agree with. We're not at the patriarchy, nigga runs that household. We're not in that era anymore where right. women didn't work and we stayed at home and we took care of the kids. We're not in that anymore. So, niggas, y'all have to be open to these females that are not into those normal gender roles anymore. So, I don't know where I was going with it.
I think you were saying... For the niggas to chase the girl.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Niggas. Court. Yeah. That's y'all's job. That'll always be y'all's job. Females, if you chasing that nigga, he don't want you.
Yikes.
And that's point blank. Period!
Whew. Man. I really hope y'all have learned some things today. Because we really gave y'all free game.
Yeah. I'm trying to push y'all on. I really am. I want to see y'all happy. I'm tired of y'all tweeting them hurt lyrics on my TL.
Right, like...
It's time to turn up. I'm tired of y'all saying we having a Meg summer or a City Girl summer, but behind that turn up is hurt. Ooh, I'm really just trying to turn up.
That tweet I just saw talking about, it's a hot girl summer, but you Jasmine Sullivan in the DMs. We see y'all. We hear y'all.
Ooh.
It's okay. It's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
But don't hide your hurt.
Don't.
Because that's regression.
Oh.
And we're all about progression.
Zach, stop it.
Okay?
Stop it.
Yolanda, yo.
Wait. Before we end this, can I just say, yes. I am so honored to have been the first guest. Yolanda, the first guest.
You are so annoying.
On your podcast, I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
For not only making this and doing this, but just you as a person.
Thank you.
I love you. Okay.
It's my family, so
yeah,
that means a lot. Thank you so much, Yolanda, for being here with me anytime. And my viewers.
Anytime.
We'll have to do this again. Before we go, I just want to shed some light on some things that have been going on around the country. As many of you know, there have been abortion bills signed in many states across the country that have limited the reproductive rights of women.
And many states have sought to criminalize and punish women for circumstance and men's inability to control himself. I want everyone to know how important it is to educate yourself on the issues, how important it is to educate yourself on your representative in your area, how important it is to educate yourself on who may be running for local, state, or national government to represent you. We have a job and a responsibility to ourselves and to the next generations to ensure that we lead and we live in a world where all humans are universally protected and respected. And I want to leave you guys with that tonight, because it is very important that we all promote the awareness that this cause needs.